Wake Up Tri-Counties live from our EM Auto Group studios. I'm Sean Kernan, and joining us live in the studio is Sarah Umfleet. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about some announcements first.
Yep, so I have some announcements from SAM today. We have an upcoming youth COVID-19 vaccine clinic for kids ages 5 to 11. This will be at OSF Healthcare Medical Group Galva and Kewaunee. Doses are limited, so appointments are going to be required. Today, Monday, November 22nd, from 1:30 to 4:30, we have appointments available in Galva. You can call 309-932-3800 to schedule your appointment for today, and this is in Galva. And then next Monday, November 29th, from 1 to 4:30 in Kewaunee, call the number 309-852-7700 to schedule that appointment there. Again, we're still doing adult vaccines, but these ones are for kids specifically, ages 5 to 11. Another announcement we have is OSF Healthcare St. Luke Kewaunee. We welcome two new cardiologists who will provide great cardiology care here in Kewaunee. We have Dr. Patty and Dr. Powers, and their location is going to be located in the specialty clinic. This will be on the second floor. So if you have any cardiology needs, give us a call and we'll get you in with them.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Let's talk about holiday weight gain. Of course, this seems to happen to everybody. The holidays are all about eating. There are strategies you can use, though, about to keep from gaining too much weight.
That is correct. So I want to talk a little bit about holiday weight gain as a dietitian, kind of help those out there who want to be mindful of their weight during the holiday. I know lots of times cookies, candies, ice creams, people bring snacks into work, things like that. So talking about just kind of avoiding that holiday weight gain and kind of staying in shape, staying healthy throughout the holidays. So some of my suggestions is when you're a guest at a dinner party, typically what I say is there's some helpful hints and tricks to think about. So starting your day off right with a small meal that includes whole grain, fruit, vegetable, and some type of lean protein. So a lot of times I'll say, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up on Thursday, eat something for breakfast. Sean, do you typically eat breakfast before Thanksgiving?
I do.
A lot of times I find that people skip breakfast because they want to load up on all the Thanksgiving feasts, which is a very, very wrong idea to think about.
Yeah, so, there's no such thing as leaving room.
Yes, that's true. You know, when you don't eat something for breakfast, then typically people will overeat for that Thanksgiving meal. And of course, there's lots of higher carb, refined grains, things like that. So eating breakfast is really important. We also say consider eating a smaller meal or a snack before the event. So let's say your event is going to be at nighttime. So making sure that you eat a snack before or making sure you have lunch. Sometimes people, again, will overeat if they don't eat those three meals a day like we typically talk about.
That's right. It's about your body chemistry, because if you don't eat in you know, as you normally do, you're going to throw off your body chemistry, and that's going to affect the way you approach the actual dinner.
That's very correct. I got a question for you, Sean.
All right.
Eating one meal a day can lead to losing weight. True or false?
False.
False. That's correct. So this is a myth. So people feel that when you skip meals, you eat fewer calories, which will help them lose weight. However, this could be a theory, but there's a big, big problem with this theory. When you eat one meal a day, your body does not get the fuel it needs to function.
Mm-hmm.
So food is fuel, and we definitely expect your body to perform daily tasks. So of course, you're not going to have any energy. You know, think about like your car. If you're not going to put gas in it, it's not going to go very far.
Mm-hmm.
So the other problem with eating one meal a day is typically people eat one huge meal and then they're hungry for food later on, usually at night, and then they choose things that are a lot higher in calories. Cookies, snacks, candies, things like that, super easy, convenient meals, and those are not always the best healthy. So trying to get those three meals in a day is very important.
Good to know.
Also, things that we watch out for is drinking. So alcohol can really add the calories. Also, things like soda, juice, a lot of those different things, eggnog. You know, those things add a lot of calories. These things add a lot of sugar and fat. So try to avoid drinking your calories at those holiday parties. That's very, very helpful. Typically, too, I say only eat off of one plate. So do not grab multiple plates. Also, like appetizers and things. Does your family do any appetizers, Sean?
Sometimes, yeah.
So things like the relish tray, you know, having a plate for that instead of just eating out of that relish tray, putting things on your plate, kind of really helps with that portion control, as you can kind of dip your veggies and eat, you know, the breads and things without really knowing what's going on. And then all of a sudden you look down and everything's gone. So putting things on your plate is really helpful. I also talk, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, really enjoy what you eat. So put those foods on your plate that you really enjoy, and don't put those foods on your plate that you don't really like.
Mm-hmm.
You can skip those.
You should also not overload your plate. I mean, people think, you know, I want to have a big meal, and but if you overload the plate, there's this mental thing that tells you, now I need to finish all of this.
That's correct. So it's typically what we've said, you know, we have a generation that is called clean your plate generation, where that's not true anymore. If you're really in tune to your hunger cues, you will stop eating once you're still full. You know, your stomach before you eat typically growls, makes noises, and then once you do feel full, you kind of have the urge to stop. And a lot of people will overeat, and then they'll feel really sickly later on. And because of that, you might lay on the couch, you feel fatigued. So really trying to stop eating when you feel full.
Hmm.
One more thing, talking about on the run. So choosing safer restaurants when going out to eat. Skip those buffets. We don't need those. You know, getting a doggy bag, getting a to-go container when you sit down, when your food comes, not at the end of the meal. So then that helps tempt you not to overeat. Also avoid the checkout lane at grocery shopping stores. So a lot of times they have gums and candies and sodas. So avoid those checkout lane traps that they get you in there. I know I was just at Walmart last night getting some groceries, and they got lots of different things there that are very hard to resist.
Mm-hmm.
Break rooms can be brutal too. So making sure, you know, if somebody's going to bring snacks and things to the break room, that maybe you'll bring a relish tray or a fruit tray, just some healthier options for you guys. Other things I say, just trying to be mindful in general, you know, offering healthier choices, popcorn, things like that, just some healthier things in general. Stocking up on those healthy choices at home, so then you won't overeat on those holiday treats. Avoid bringing those home if you can.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, lots of different things.
So how much pie is too much pie?
Oh, you know, I say a small piece of pie is just fine, good. You know. But if you're going to try and eat the whole pie throughout the week, that's probably not the most healthiest choice. It's probably overdoing it. Another question for you, Sean. If I eat foods low in sugar or low in fat, I can eat all I want.
False
again. Yep. So this seems like an easy one. You know, the label says no added sugar or low fat, but it's important to review the entire label. A lot of times when companies take out sugar, they add fat, or when they take out fat, they add sugar. Sometimes it's higher in calories too. So really trying to not overdo things. You know, people can really overdo things nowadays if it seems healthy, low sugar, low fat, but try not to do things like that. Moderation.
Hmm.
Very key. What about a low-carb diet is the best way to lose weight, Sean?
It hasn't worked for me yet.
No. Yep, so false. Any diet that really limits those specific food groups is not a good way. It's not a good long-term weight loss plan. So limiting all the fats, protein, carbs will really leave you short of all those nutrients. So following a low-carb diet is something I do not recommend.
Hmm.
Carbs are our main source of fuel. They really help us with energy. So not following a low-carb diet is very important. Plus, carbs really offer a great variety of nutrients and minerals that help us. So no low-carb diets out there. This is specifically important for people who have diabetes. Mm-hmm. And I know November is Diabetes Awareness Month, so no low-carb diets out there. Not a good way to lose weight.
It's all about finding the right balance.
That is very true. If anybody has any questions, concerns, needs help with holiday weight gain, I know a lot of people make New Year's resolutions, and I'm going to come talk a little bit about that in January. But if you are interested in needing some more tips, hints, you need some help, I'm a registered dietitian at OSF Healthcare, St. Luke Medical Center, and I am definitely willing to help you, and we can set you up on a great meal plan to help you with your weight loss goals, and definitely get those healthy holiday eating things in there for you.
All right, well, Sarah Unfleet, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean.